At Microsoft, we're investing aggressively across the spectrum. Touch, voice, natural language input, smartphones, smart PCs, smart TVs. We've introduced a whole new platform for writing smart applications in the internet, a new version of Windows that we call Windows Azure. Our company this year will invest over $9 billion in R&D. You can't process what numbers like that mean. I can't, and I deal with them every day. It means we've got about 45,000 people involved creating software. And perhaps most importantly, we will invest the same amount of money this next 12 months that we did the last 12. We were going to increase it. Because of the economy, we won't. But it sure reflects the fact that we've got fundamental optimism about what can be created. Microsoft's sort of a funny place. We've got these big businesses, but in the software business, big businesses need to be constantly recreated. A product like Windows is, in a sense, only as good as its last release or two. It's not just its last release, but its last release or two. And so we need to have this mix of sort of large, yeah, thank you. Boom. Anyway, moving right along. I kind of knew what I was doing when I walked down that road. But anyway, you need to have a mix, even in a big company, of smaller entrepreneurial projects, bigger entrepreneurial projects. It's not like running a factory. It's not like running a bank. It's not like running a retailer. Not just Microsoft, but nobody. In our business, you've got to be inventing new things because software doesn't wear out. It doesn't break, or at least if it breaks, it was broken when you finished it. It doesn't break over time the way physical goods do. And so the opportunity and need to invent, just like any other startup or entrepreneurial activity, remains strong.